Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your success coach and host, Trina Newby. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to welcome everybody on the East Coast and say good afternoon to you. And everybody on the West Coast, I want to say good morning. I'm broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, February 15th, from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here for a national business conference with the company Artists International and making some incredible connections with successful business women all over the U.S. As always, it is my goal to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Okay, we have a great lineup for you today, including announcements on maybe our upcoming teleclass. Our hot topic for today is whose success are you measuring? And we're going to talk a little bit about success. Last week we discussed sabotage, self-sabotage, and we had so many women emailing women about this particular topic. A lot of people basically said that this needs to be addressed more. They were asking when we were going to do a workshop on it. So we are definitely putting together something for all of you regarding that topic on self-sabotage, so please stay tuned to your emails, and we're going to make sure that you get that information. In addition to our hot topic success, we definitely have our question of the week that we always do before we get started with our featured topic. And also, I'm going to let you know some of the things that are coming up as far as workshops are concerned with Women About Biz as well. Before we get started, I want to take a station identification for those of you who have just tuned in. You're listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. I want to give you an inspirational quote today that I have always believed, and it comes from Napoleon Hill. He says, "Whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve." Again, whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve, and I definitely believe that. I want you to hold on tight to that quote because it is going to make a lot of sense to you once we start talking about our hot topic today, whose success are you measuring? For those of you who are on Facebook, I want to remind you to connect with me on Facebook. You simply go to facebook.com/Trina Newby. And you'll be able to connect with me as your friend. In addition to that, if you Twitter, simply go to twitter.com/womenaboutbiz, and you can get the latest information that we tweet on a daily basis. It is just so wonderful to have all of this technology available to us in this day and time, this 21st century, and of course, it has allowed me and many other successful women out there to do their own radio show. And I'm just so excited to be able to still continue on with the show this week, even though I am out of town. I want to go ahead and address our question of the week this week. And it actually comes from a young lady out of Nashville, Tennessee. And by the way, for those of you who want to send in your questions, you can definitely do so. You can email me directly, and the email address is tnewby, that's T as in Trina, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. And again, that email address is tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com. You can email me with your questions. And now for the question of the week. Dear Coach Trina, I've tried all types of businesses and nothing seems to work for me. I think I'm not cut out to be a business owner. Do you have any ideas of businesses that might work for me? Teresa Grant, Nashville, Tennessee, and I do know that Teresa said that she would dial in today and listen to the show. So hi, Teresa. Well, the first thing you must do Teresa, is stop the negative self-talk with saying that nothing seems to work for you. Again, saying that really just reinforces that you really don't want to be successful at any type of business model. And saying that it's that phrase, nothing seems to work for me, is very self-defeating. And this is in no disrespect to you, but of course I am a coach and I believe in telling it like it is. So that phrase works against your desire to be a successful business owner. But here's what I would suggest. The first thing you must do is you must go through a phase that I call discovery. And the discovery phrase helps you to determine what type of business model would be compatible with your likes and your dislikes, your skills, your talents, and your time schedule. This is called your discovery phase again, and you should take your time during this phase. And one of the things that I learned when women first think about starting a business, and if they don't have an idea, it's so easy to get caught up and all of the different opportunities that are out there for you without knowing whether or not it's actually compatible with where you are in your life at this time and moment. So the discovery phase, which can last anywhere between 30 and 90 days and sometimes longer, you set the time frame for when you feel comfortable that it's over, you found a business idea that you like, and you're ready to roll with it. So once the discovery phase has been completed, you've listed several types of different businesses that you like. You've determined whether or not they are compatible with your likes, your dislikes, your skills, your talents, and, of course, your time schedule. The next thing you'll want to do, again, is create a cash flow. And for those of you that listen to the show or know me, you know that I am a big advocate of creating a cash flow. And the cash flow will help you, Teresa, to determine the amount of money you would like to earn and the amount of sales you would need monthly to meet that goal. You see, once you have those answers, you can then take a look at which business ideas that you've chosen best match that cash flow and would be able to provide you with the type of income that you're looking for, okay? Now, part of success is taking the time, again, to properly lay out your foundation so, you know, you won't have unnecessary obstacles that could have been prevented through proper planning. And, again, you know, we hear it all the time, write it down on paper, plan it out. But sometimes when we're excited, and I like to call, I call this the cloud nine disease, we get so excited about starting a business or about going into a new project or a new venture that we allow our excitement to take us to what I call an unreal level, where we start feeling the success, and it gives us such great feeling that we want to stay there instead of coming back down to the reality page and making sure that we've dotted all of our I's and crossed all of our T's. So again, the foundation stage, the first thing you've got to do is go through your discovery phase, and that's probably why none of the businesses have worked out for you, because you haven't taken enough time to make sure that the businesses you're choosing are compatible with who you are and what you want. Now, this is only part A of my answer to your question, Teresa. For part B, I would like you to request a free Power Talk session with me so I can customize the rest of the answer just for you. And to do that, go to womenaboutbiz.com and just click on Business Coaching in the top right menu bar. And from there, click on Power Talk to request your free Power Talk coaching session. And for all of those that are listening, if you've not had a Power Talk before, please make sure that you do the same. Again, just go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on the link in the menu bar that says Business Coaching, and from there, click on Power Talk, and you'll be able to request it as well. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm broadcasting to you live this week from Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am attending a business conference and having just a really great time. I don't do any gambling. I am Christian, and I do believe in no gambling. And so it's just absolutely amazing, though, to see all of the machines and everything. It certainly does cause a lot of excitement. And so my husband and I were walking down in the main floor at the MGM Grand where we were staying, and it is such a huge hotel. You know, I don't even know how many rooms are here, but I can guarantee you that it is a city unto itself. So if you are planning to go to Las Vegas and you're looking for a great hotel to stay in, certainly the MGM Grand is a wonderful and beautiful hotel. We're really enjoying our stay. Yesterday we ate at the Emeralds restaurant, and we had a fabulous meal, and we enjoyed that. And, of course, my husband Robert loves seafood, so he just had the best time eating crab legs yesterday evening. So, you know, again, for those of you who are on Facebook, go to facebook.com/TrinaNewby and send me a shout-out that you heard that I was in Las Vegas, and keep up with me. I'm definitely going to be uploading some pictures and various things that you'll be able to look at. And now, basically, back to the show. Teresa, I hope that my answer for you today helped you and anyone else who, whether you're in a business and you're thinking about venturing into another business idea or trying to figure out what's going on with the business that you're in, I hope that the answers I gave Teresa will help you as well. And do know that with anything that we have, in life that we're trying to accomplish, if we want to see success with it, we definitely have to lay the proper foundation, and we definitely have to plan. So it's very, very important that you let anyone else know who says they're going to start a business, you know, make sure you lay out your foundation, make sure you send them to womenaboutbiz.com. I want to tell you guys about an upcoming event with Women About Biz. That's coming up, I do believe, on March 3rd. That's for our Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclasses, which are most of the time free to you, our listeners, and all those who are members. This particular teleclass is something that's very special to me because I think that follow-up is one of those skills that we take for granted. Sure, after I give a person my business card, I can follow up with them and make sure that, you know, they know about my business or what have you. Well, guess what? It's easier said than done. As a matter of fact, most people who go to business networking events, most people who provide marketing materials to individuals, many business women testify to the fact they don't follow up as well as they should. And so this particular teleclass is all about understanding how to develop a follow-up system for yourself. And so in this teleclass, you're going to learn about developing a follow-up system that gives results, how to implement your follow-up system, how to hold yourself accountable, how to measure your follow-up results, and how to apply persistence without being pushy in the follow-up process. Again, that teleclass is going to be coming up on March 3rd from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you haven't registered for the Power of Follow-Up, I want to encourage all who are listening to the show today to go online to womenaboutbiz.com, click on the text link events in the top red menu bar, and then you'll see the follow-up workshop, and just make sure you click on register, okay? We are having, again, a fabulous time here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have met some business women that I was able to share information about the Successful Woman Radio Show today, and I see that they're online as well. We're going to have a great discussion about success and whose success are you measuring anyway. I want to let everybody know who's listening to the call. If you have a question or would like to make a comment on the show today, we're going to open it up live to callers. I would suggest that you press 1 on your keypad on your telephone, and that will allow me to see who has a question, and then I will unmute you and open you up live on the show. So again, and I'll repeat this a little bit later, but for those who will have a question during our discussion on success, whose success are you measuring, if you press 1 on your keypad, you will be able to ask a question. I'll see your hand come up virtually on the screen, and I'll be able to unmute you so that you can ask questions. So what I want today's format to be as we go into our topic, I want it to be a lively discussion on success and what it's all about. You can let me know what you've been trying to accomplish and how, you know, what's holding you back. You know, what challenges do you have? So we're going to be discussing those things today on the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm just so glad that everybody is here. Again, I always ask for your support and also for you to bless another person's life. If you know that this is a topic that your girlfriends need to be listening to or that other business associates need to be listening to, I'm going to ask that you either text them or email them now if you're at your computer and let them know that the Successful Woman Radio Show is on and you need to dial in. Here's the guest number, area code 347-637-2588. Again, the area code for you to give your friends or associates to dial in, again, is 347-637-2589. That is the full telephone number for individuals to dial in. This is, again, the Successful Woman Radio Show that you're listening to, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. So let's move right into the hot topic, whose success are you measuring? Whose success are you measuring? You know, a lot of business women and a lot of women in general feel that they are not successful. If you ask somebody, do you feel that you're successful? I think the first thing that comes up in their minds is, I haven't made $1 million, so therefore I'm not successful, or, you know, I'm not popular, or I don't have all of the material things that I need, so therefore I don't think that I'm successful. And I certainly have talked to a lot of women that says, well, you know, I guess you could call it success, but not really. I'm not making the kind of money I want. And I want you to know that if you have that mindset, it is self-defeating. And we must really begin to understand what success is and how do we measure our own success, which is very important. We also need to actually learn how to discount what everybody else is saying as far as whether or not we are successful, and learn how important it is for us to measure our own success. Very, very important. It's a difference in someone telling you that they really enjoy what you do or bravo or what have you. But when they start giving you measurement comments or measuring comments, are saying, you know, you'll be more successful at this if you did this, 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 or the other, you have to be very, very careful about that. You know, again, you know, let's face it, I want to keep it real today. There are a lot of naysayers out there. There are a lot of people who I don't think that it's being done on purpose, but you know what I always say, misery loves company. I know you've all heard that, but it's true. And sometimes people don't understand the negative impact they have on another person's life when someone says, what do you think about this business idea? Or what do you think about me doing this? Or how do you like what I am doing? And depending on their answer, if you aren't confident in yourself, if you haven't already defined your own success and you know what you're going for, if you haven't defined that, guess what's going to happen? It is going, depending on the type of comment given to you or the feedback, it is going to impact you. And when it impacts you in a negative manner, it can really set you back. So today's topics, you know, whose success are you measuring? I created that topic today because not only in my life not have I had to ask that question, but I've had to ask a lot of my clients that question when they say certain things to me that let me know that they're depending on other people's opinion of themselves, even my opinion, to measure their success. And I always say, whose success are you measuring? Are you talking about yourself, or are you talking about somebody else's success? And I ask that question all the time. And so I want you, if you have a notepad and pen handy, I want you to take notes on the topic today, because I think it is going to be something that you will be able to implement in your life this hour that you're listening to this. Again, I'm Trina Newby, your host for Successful Woman Radio Show and your success coach. So let me ask you a question. What is your definition of success? What's your definition of success? And I think when we first started the show this year, I gave the that definition of what success is. But what is your definition of success? Because the first thing you need to understand is that in order for you to achieve success, you have to understand what success is and what it is not. And I can tell you that what it is it is a result that is based on the accomplishments that only you say that you want to achieve, okay? It's based on the goals that only you say that you want to achieve. It's based on the results that only you say that you want to have, okay? So success is based all on you and what you define it for yourself. If you say that my goal this week is to wake up 30 minutes early and work on my personal development, and you wake up 30 minutes early, that is your success. I was successful in waking up 30 minutes early. However, if you say my goal is to wake up 30 minutes early, or my goal is just to wake up every morning, even if it's 15 to 20 minutes, and to work on my personal development, is that still not success? Yes, it is. See, you get to define what success is for yourself. Now, what success is not is what everybody else says your success is, okay? And I hope I'm making myself clear. Success is what you say it is, okay? And it is definitely not what everybody else says it is for you. And that's something that I'm really learning. I think my biggest learning lesson for success from a perspective of being a mom was with my adult daughter. You know, as parents, we all want things for our children so badly, and sometimes we have a tendency to create their goals for them. You know, it's okay to direct them in the right path they should go when they're small children and under the age of 18, but as they get older, it really is important for you to start allowing your children to make some of the decisions they need to make on their own. If you don't, they're going to have poor decision-making skills and depend on you for everything. And so as your child gets 18 and above, now they are a young adult, you have to let them make their own decisions, but you also have to allow them to make mistakes, and you have to respect whatever goals they have in their life for themselves. And if not, they won't be able to embrace their own success. They will be trying to embrace your success, and they'll also be trying to embrace the success of others. And that confuses a lot of young people today. And I'm talking about this now, and how it's relevant to us today is because we were all children at one point in time. And, of course, we you know, many of you listening on the show today are young adults, and then some of us are more seasoned adults and have been in this world a little bit longer. But what has happened to us from our childhood and our young adult lives and how our parents decided to raise us has a huge impact. Be it negative or positive, you know, our parents don't set out to do things purposely. However, I do believe that if they were not given the opportunity to embrace their own success, and they had parents that might have been a little bit controlling, or parents that wanted to set their goals for them, then you may be doing the same thing to your children. And so you have to be extremely careful about that. Why? Because it impacts everything that you do as an adult. And sometimes we don't even understand why we feel that we are not successful. Sometimes we don't understand why we feel that we can't achieve a certain level of success. You see, success, although a meaningful word, is becoming just another word that people use to express their fantasy to become rich, achieve dreams and goals. Notice I said fantasy, because one of the most important things I've learned about becoming successful You know, is that it requires an unusual and powerful mental energy in order to transform your desire and your dream into a reality. Ladies, we live in an instant gratification world, and as a result, we are catapulted in instant gratification, and so we want everything to be instant. But I'm here to tell you today on the Successful Woman Radio Show that if you want your success, it is going to take unusual and powerful mental energy to make it happen. You know, to say that you want to become successful and to do, you know, nothing to bring that goal into reality causes that goal to become a negative one. And, of course, if you were on the show last week with self-sabotage, you know that that's something that you cannot afford to do, is to do nothing on your goal because it has a negative consequence with you more than you would ever be able to imagine. Once you speak something into existence, once you set out and purpose yourself to do a goal and you do it without focus and action behind it, you are sending negative responses to your subconscious mind that you can't do it, which in turn sabotages your very desire to achieve your dreams and goal. If you heard the question that Teresa out of Nashville asked today, and Teresa, again, thank you for giving me permission to read your question out loud. I definitely told Teresa, don't say that nothing works for you because that's a self-defeating statement or phrase. And we can't have that if we are expecting ourselves to embrace our own success. We can't say self-defeating things, and we definitely have to prevent ourselves from having self-defeating thoughts. Even when you think it's positive, you have to ask yourself, how is this thought enhancing what it is that I want to do? You always have to constantly be thinking and asking yourself questions to get to the bottom of your success. You see, I believe that we really can speak positive accomplishments into existence and that we really can achieve incredible goals within a short period of time. It's through practicing a most simple but powerful technique that most people have become lazy in doing, and that is focusing. And so we're going to talk about using focusing techniques today as we discuss ways that you can embrace your own success. So now you understand when I read the quote earlier today, whatever your mind can conceive, it can achieve, and it is so true. You know what I find fascinating, because I love reading. I think many of you who have heard the show before, I always talk about books and I always talk about reading because it expands a person's life so much. Well, Napoleon Hill, I want you to look up on Amazon.com Napoleon Hill, and I just want to say anything that Napoleon Hill has written, get it. Okay, that is just as simple as that. Napoleon Hill has an incredible life story. If you have not heard Napoleon Hill before, one of the first things I want to do is to encourage you to visit womenaboutbiz.com. Look at the left-hand column, scroll down and look for WAB channels, and click on personal development. We have a YouTube video of Napoleon Hill talking about success, and if your mind can conceive it, it can achieve it. I want you to listen to that because it is so powerful. As a matter of fact, oftentimes when I wake up early to work on my personal development, I actually go to the womenaboutbiz.com site, click on personal development, and I listen to that particular video. It is very good, very uplifting, and he gives you some incredible answers how to make success for yourself that I use, and I tell you it works, it works, it works. So I want you to make sure that you listen to that. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about how do you measure your success, okay? I want to help you with that today because so many people, especially women, feel that they are not successful. How do you measure your success? Well, the first thing you do is before you get to the measuring part is to know what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Remember, success in and of itself is a big system, okay? It's a system of accomplishments that are defined by you. So the first thing you have to do is you have to go back to the process of questioning and say to yourself, what is it that I would like to accomplish? Question mark. What is it that I would like to accomplish? And really, it's more of a feeling or an experience that you are looking to have than anything. So once you know what it is that you would like to experience, and it could be like this week, in 3 months, in 6 months, in 1 year, in 10 years, or 5 years. But that's the first thing you do is you ask yourself, what is it that I would like to accomplish? Okay? When you answer that question, and you may have more than one answer to that, when you answer that question, that you answer, those are goals, okay? When you have those goals listed, then the next thing that you want to do is that you actually will want to list those goals out on a sheet of paper, and then you need to write out for each goal task associated with that goal that you must accomplish in order to see it through. Okay, and this is basic goal setting 101, but it's all a part of being a successful person. Okay, it's all a part of your success, because if you want whatever goal you list and whatever you say you want to accomplish and whatever you want to use to measure that, you first have to literally know what the goal is and what tasks are associated with accomplishing that goal, okay? I'm going to break it down real simple as far as an example. If I say that I'm tired of waking up late because I feel that when I wake up late, I am not at my best performance and I am not accomplishing things throughout the day like I would like to, okay? So you say my goal really is to start waking up early during the day. Okay, now that's a great goal. Now, what are the tasks associated with that goal? How do I set myself up for success with that goal? Well, the first thing you've got to do, now that you know that you would like to start waking up early, is define a time that you would like to wake up. If you say that you wake up every morning at 11 or 12 noon, and you would like to wake up at 7 a.m., you need to define that time. The next thing you need to do is ask yourself the question, why am I not waking up? Am I going to bed late at night? And what's happening before I go to bed that's causing me to go to bed late so that I'm not able to wake up? So as you see, I've created kind of like a funnel system, a process of questions that I'm asking myself to get to the bottom of what's going to help me be successful in a particular goal that I have set out for myself. And when you do that, you will get to the bottom of all of the answers that you need to be successful in that goal that you have stated for yourself. So I ask myself, what is it that's going on the night before that I can't get to bed so I can wake up early? Because I always tell people that I'm a late person, a late bloomer in the daytime. Morning is not my time. But truth be told, for example, if you go to bed early and you have the right amount of rest, then your body is going to allow you to wake up early and you're going to be ready to start your day. Okay? So how do I measure my success? Once I say that I would like to wake up early, how do I measure that for myself? Well, I'm not looking necessarily for perfection because I am human and humans make mistakes. But what I am looking for is to see some measurable results. I am looking to see some progress in that area. And so my measurement for myself, if I had that goal, it would be that I am waking up earlier, I am more focused, I can have better focus, and I'm able to get my day started earlier and accomplish more things throughout the day because I'm waking up earlier. So I'm looking for some signs in that particular goal. I'm looking for the fact that I'm going to experience doing more things and being more productive throughout the day. I'm looking for a sign that I'm waking up early and not being tired. And I'm also looking for the fact that I'm going to bed early. I'm committed to the goal, okay? So that's just a quick example. Right now, I want to open up the lines, and if you are listening at the Successful Woman Radio Show and you have a comment about success for yourself, or if you just want to share what's your definition of success, and or if you want to share something successful that has occurred for you this week or last month, just press 1 on your keypad. Don't be shy. Just press 1 on your keypad. I'll see a virtual hand go up, and I'll be able to unmute you. So let's go ahead and open this up for discussion. So please just press 1 if you have a question or a comment that you would like to ask on the Successful Woman Radio Show as we are talking about success and whose success are you measuring. And again, that particular title really refers to the fact that when you are looking at success for yourself, are you measuring success by what other people say your success is? Are you measuring your success by the comments and the feedback that other people give you? Or are you measuring success based on what you have defined it to be? Are you measuring success based on your goals, the tasks associated to your goals, and you seeing results in those tasks that only you have defined? That's very, very important, okay? If you have a small business and you want a certain amount of success, then it's important for you to go through those processes as well with asking yourself, what would I like to see accomplished in my business? And then what are the tasks associated with those goals, those accomplishments that I would like to see? And then you have to go through the filtering process of questioning yourself in order to see what obstacles are there or to see why you're not accomplishing those particular goals. Once you see that, you can begin to really map out a success pattern for yourself in your business, okay? Very, very important. So I want to give you 4 ways to turn your success thoughts into action. And as I'm talking, this is open conversation, so you are more than welcome to raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad. I will see it and unmute you, and then you can ask your question. 4 ways to turn your success thoughts into action. Here's the first thing. The first step is to start practicing the art of focus. And 2 books I would like to recommend, both are 2 of my favorites, are in my library. 1 is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Again, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And the next is The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Hewitt. Okay, The Power of Focus. That's the next book. Okay, those 2 books, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and The Power of Focus, will change your life. They really sum it up in a nutshell by giving you some excellent examples and ways to focus your mind for maximum results without trying to define what your success is supposed to be for you. 2nd, I really suggest that you start journaling your goals and breaking down how you would like to accomplish them. Who are the people that you will need to help you get it done? How soon do you want to see your goal become a reality? That is very, very important. I mentioned journaling a lot. And by the way, you need to understand that everything that I'm recommending, I have done it, I have tested it, and I can personally testify to you that it works, okay? I owe my success to literally journaling, getting in touch with who I am, learning the process of questioning myself, and more than anything, is not worrying about what other people think about me, but only worrying about what I think about myself, which is so important. The 3rd way you can turn your success thoughts into action is that you must realize that you shouldn't and don't have to do it all alone to be successful. Write down what you feel you need to achieve in your success goals. Do you need a life coach to hold you accountable and help you in developing positive habits to see things result faster? Do you need to take personal development courses to strengthen your life management skills? Whatever support and motivation you need to understand that it is out there for you. And all you have to do is seek it and ask for the help. And that's very, very important. And 4th, Implement focus power daily by taking 5 minutes out of every hour to ask yourself the question, am I focusing on the right thing this hour to accomplish the goal that I have set for myself today, this week, this month, this quarter, or this year? The process of questioning, I have discovered, is incredibly powerful when you're talking about achieving and accomplishing something for yourself. I know it sounds simple, but most people don't ask themselves questions. Most people do not focus on what they want on an hour-by-hour basis and set out to ask themselves questions, simple questions such as, am I focusing on the right thing to accomplish this? And so questioning is very, very important. If what you are doing in any given hour or time frame isn't helping you to achieve your goal in some part of your life, then you need to really question yourself about what you are doing, okay? You really do. How you accomplish things is that you always have to be asking yourself, what is it that I can do to help myself accomplish my goal? Oh, wow, we have a caller whose number is ending in 9306.
Hi, Trina.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and you, Pam Adams.
Hey, Pam. Welcome
hey.
To the call.
Thank you so much. I've been enjoying the calls.
Oh, thank you. So what's your question or comment, Pam?
Well, I just want to throw in, when you were talking about those four steps just then and talking about focus, because you mentioned about, you know, asking yourself every hour, are you doing, you know, what you need to be doing to reach those goals. And I like to throw in something that you shared with me before as well, and taking that even a little bit deeper and looking at, is what I'm doing right now helping me to make money? You know, because we spend so much time focused on, we're busy being busy.
Yes.
But is it helping us make money? Is it what we really need to be doing? And, you know, that has helped me so much in thinking. And like you said, you have to think every hour, am I doing the right things?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Pam.
Absolutely.
And Pam just gave us an excellent comment. She said, is what I'm doing this hour helping me to make money? And I really, really like that. We only have about 3 minutes left for the remaining of the show. We have time for maybe one more question or comment. So go ahead and press 1 on your keypad if you have a question. Anyone else? Well, again, I am just so excited, as always, every Monday. I love this. I am truly in my natural element of hosting this show. It is what I've wanted to do ever since I was a little girl, and it really allows me to just blossom. I am so happy. Every Monday, I can feel a difference in myself when I'm able to express and bless others and share with others. So, again, I want to encourage you to share with everyone you know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. Also, I want to make sure that I share something, a scripture with you. For those of you that don't know me, I am Christian. I love the Lord, and I want you to know as much about me as you possibly can so that you can begin to see where I have come from. I want to share the scripture, Hebrews 12:11. Hebrews 12:11. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And that's Hebrews 12:11. And I read from the NIV version. That is important to me. You must be disciplined in order to make things happen for yourself. I am so happy that all of you guys have been listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We've been talking about whose success are you measuring. I hope I have given you some meat that you can eat and get great success nourishment from it. And remember, no one can define your success but you. Nobody but you. So don't let anyone define success for you, and make very sure that you have discovered all of the things that you want to accomplish, associate the task with them, and then you will be able to make it happen for yourself. This is Trina Newby, and you have been listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to thank all of my listeners in Las Vegas for listening to the show. Thank you so much. And again, I want to encourage you to embrace your success, to be all you can be, and remember, success is yours. This is Trina Newby. Stay tuned for next Monday at 12 noon for I Successful Woman Radio Show. Make sure you share it with your friends.